island in the Aegean Sea. It's part of the nation of Greece, and it's ground zero for thousands of migrants and refugees streaming into Europe, those who risk a dangerous crossing over the Mediterranean. We've talked about Europe's largest influx of refugees since World War II, and with tensions rising in some places between Europeans and the migrants, several countries are making it harder for people to seek asylum. Germany is working on new rules for refugees. We told you about Denmark's controversial law that analysts say was designed to discourage migrants and refugees from coming there. Sweden and Finland recently said they'd deport tens of thousands of asylum seekers. But in part of Greece, it's a different story. Though it's been criticized for not protecting Europe's borders, it has opened its doors and kept them open to migrants.
The sun rises over Turkey, its hills silhouetted in the distance. The expanse of water between them and the Greek island of Lesbos, crossed by more than 500,000 people last year. This is the main gateway to Europe. The Greek islanders found themselves the first responders in the months before the Coast Guard increased its numbers over the summer. For their actions, kindness, and generosity, there have been petitions to nominate the islanders for the Nobel Peace Prize. The massive influx of migrants and refugees completely changed the nature of this tourist destination. All islanders have pitched in, drying clothes, providing food, blankets, and even risking jail time.
The flood of migrants burst suddenly. No one was prepared. Not us, not Europe.
Everybody down. But Mayor Galinos Spiros says the island of Lesbos decided to put humanity first. The European Union is now slamming Greece over Schengen failures. Improper background checks for migrants and inadequate protection of the external border of the passport-free zone. The winter months have slowed but not stopped the refugees and migrants from coming. January of last year saw around 750 people land here. So far this January, 25,000 have arrived on this island.
Results from yesterday's Iowa caucuses, the first state contests in the U.S. race for the White House, were still coming in last night when we produced this show. But you know we'll bring them to you when we get them. Teachers, for the latest updates on Iowa, we recommend CNN.com. And our last two shows have great explainers on the significance of the caucuses, how they're actually conducted, and the bit of controversy that's associated with them. You can find both programs in the archive section of CNNStudentNews.com.